Well, Jane Ace unwittingly told two newspaper reporters the whole story of the shooting of Arthur Lorenz at the Aces. Neil Williams, Marge's boyfriend, who works on the opposition paper, had been trying to squelch the scandal. This episode takes place early the following morning at the Aces, where we find Jane and Mr. Ace at breakfast, looking over the newspaper where the story is spread in big headlines and pictures. Listen.
Well, I certainly can't show my face downtown today. Look at this. Look at these headlines. Look at that story they've smeared all over the front page. Jane, how could you deliberately do a thing like this?
Oh, what are you hollering about? That picture of you is fine.
You said it. That's what I'm hollering about.
But look at me. Look at those two pictures. If I don't look like a scared crow, look at me. Well, look there.
Don't keep pushing that paper at me. I don't want to look at it.
The idea. Goodness, I know I'm not a Venus B. DeMille, but after all, I don't look like that, I hope. I'm surprised they even got my name spelled right.
You're surprised. I don't care what they said about me if they'd only have spelled my name wrong.
Spelled it wrong? The pictures are bad enough.
Stop worrying about the pictures, will you? You better worry about this scandal we've gotten into. I don't know how you do it. I leave you here in the house with the door locked, and still you have to go blabbing the whole thing.
I told you I didn't know they were reporters. They came in when Mrs. Benton did. I thought they were friends of hers.
Yes, and what does she mean by coming here?
Well, she thought somebody was sick. She said she heard the ambulance come here and go away with somebody. She thought we were sick. She didn't dream it was Mr. Lorenz, much less shot.
Stop saying that word.
Lorenz?
Yes, Lorenz, and shot, too. Stop saying anything, can't you? You've said enough already, especially last night. Neil was fixing this whole thing up so that there wasn't going to be any scandal, and you...
Listen to this. Jane Ace gives her vision of the shooting.
Her vision of the shooting,
Says Betty Lamar was dressed to kill. Well, I didn't say that. He was the one that said that, that reporter. I was telling him how gorgeous she looked in her outfit, and he said, I get it, dressed to kill. And we all laughed. It was a kind of cute joke at that.
Oh, sure. That was a dandy quip.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it. How can he say I said it?
Please, Jane, I'm a nervous man.
Well, eat your breakfast and you'll feel better.
I don't feel like eating.
Well, there's no use crying over spoiled milk. It's too late now.
I don't want to hear about it. All I know is that we're in a fine mess. This thing will be in every paper in the country.
Every paper in the country?
Of course it will. A big movie star like that Lamar woman and a great director like Lorenz in a shooting scrape? Sure. It'll be in every paper in the country.
Well, if that is, with these pictures of me...
I don't know about your pictures.
Well, I do. Why, they're terrible. My own mother won't know me.
I wish my mother won't be able to know me.
Oh, this one of you is marvelous. Look.
Don't keep showing me that...
The hero, it says.
Yes, I'm a fine hero.
Mr. Ace, averted, they got it. Honestly, these newspapers, the way they can't even spell... Mr. Ace avoided what might have been a tragedy when he grabbed the arms of the beautiful Betty Lamar. Oh, I hope my mother doesn't see that part. No wonder you're ashamed to go downtown. You, a married man, you
grab
the...
Will you stop it? Jane, you don't realize what's happened. You wouldn't be able to sit there as calmly as...
Oh, well, somebody at the door.
Now, you wait a minute. You're not going to answer that door.
But somebody's at the door.
I know, and I'm going to answer it. You stay out of this.
Well, who do you think it is?
I hate to start thinking. I don't know what to expect now, but I didn't expect it this early in the morning.
Didn't expect what? I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, I didn't expect you.
You didn't expect me. Then you didn't read the paper this morning, I take it.
Didn't read it? Are you kidding?
And after all I did to try to hush this thing up.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Jane. Is it expecting too much to think that you didn't have anything to do with this scoop?
Beg pardon?
Yes, Neil, that's expecting too much.
What did you say?
I'm talking about this story of the shooting spread all over the news this morning with photos.
Yes, aren't they awful? What kind of a paper is that anyhow?
She's complaining that the pictures don't do her justice.
Well, I should say they don't. Look at them.
I've seen them, Jane.
Aren't they abdominal? Imagine a newspaper printing pictures like that of a person.
I'll go you one better than that. Imagine a newspaper not printing any pictures at all.
Well, no pictures at all would be better than
that. In the newspaper not printing a word about the shooting. A shooting that'll be in every paper in the country today. That's what I'm up against. I'm scooped, do you understand that?
Scooped?
Well,
what's
Neil,
that?
It wasn't my fault. I didn't know.
My managing editor isn't interested in whose fault it was.
Oh, so you've heard from your managing
heard
editor?
Heard from him, huh? That's putting it mildly, yes. He barked at me over the phone at 7 this morning. Just said he wanted me to come down to the office. That's where the real bawling out comes in. Followed, of course, by being fired.
Fired? You mean you lose your
job? Well, what else does it mean? Here our paper puts on a movie contest conducted by the great Arthur Lorentz, and Mrs. Lorentz flies in from Hollywood and shoots her husband, who's in charge of the contest that my paper's putting on, and he gets shot, and my paper is scooped.
What is that scoop?
Oh, will you stop?
Scoop, Jane, is when one paper has a story the other paper hasn't. A big, important story like this. And the reason my paper didn't have it is because I was trying to shield Marge and you people.
I know you were, Neil.
And all the time I was busy covering up, Jane here was giving the story to the news. There's no question about it. I'm fired.
Well, Jane, you see what you've done.
Well, I didn't know those men were...
His paper isn't interested in excuses, Jane.
I should say they're not. The Post wanted the story.
Well, I'll give it to the Post, too.
Oh, you'll give it to the Post now.
Yes.
It's too late now, Jane.
Oh, I don't think so. Look at these pictures. I can give you some better pictures for your paper, Neil, and then...
I said it's too late now, Jane. Will you stop?
Well, I was only trying to help him.
A fine time you picked, Jane. That's what comes of trying to help a friend. I thought if Marge could only...
Where is Marge, by the way? Still at your mother's?
Yes, she might as well hide out. They haven't got any pictures of her yet. She's undercover.
Sleeping this late? She doesn't usually sleep this late.
Oh, Jane, why did you do it?
I told you, I didn't know they were reporters.
They were here taking flashlight pictures of you, and you didn't know. That's awful.
Yes, aren't they? That's why I said I'd give you some better pictures for your paper. And look at the way they spell some of the words in this paper. Honestly, Neil, it's a shame. Now, if your paper runs it with better pictures and better spelling... Look, I'll read this to you.
I've read it. Don't remind me of it.
Yes, but look at the way they've got some of these things. Where is it? Oh, yes. Jane Ace gives her vision of the shooting.
Her vision of the...
Says Betty Lamar was dressed to kill. Why, I didn't say she was dressed to kill. That reporter was the one that
said...
Wait
a minute.
What?
Gives her vision of the story. Vision.
She means version. She reads sort of fast. And
vision. I think I've got something.
What?
Mr. Ace avoided what might
have been... I've got an idea. It's a chance in a million, but it might work.
Look at the way they spell.
Gosh, will you, Jane? Now, what is it, Neil?
I got it from that word Jane misread just now. Vision. It was all a vision. She made it up. Am I lucky I stopped over here on the way to the paper? We can make the news look silly.
Now? Why, the harm's already been done.
Not if Jane was just kidding.
Oh, not if kidding? What do you mean, kidding?
About these pictures, I should say I wasn't.
Not if both Lorentz and the Lamar woman come out with a statement that it was an accidental shooting. Not if everybody that was here, all of us, get together on a story that we were showing the gun around, probably enacting a scene from some picture of Lorentz's. That's it. Enacting a scene. The gun went off accidentally.
Yes, but Jane's already told the real version of the story.
She knew there were a couple of reporters and she was kidding him. They fell for it. The Post gets the real story. You get it?
Oh, but that won't work. Nobody will believe it now.
Why won't they? It's our story against the news. Who should know better than the people that were here at the time?
Yes, but how are you going to get the Lamar woman to say that it was an
accident?
Don't
worry about her. Why, do you know what a story like this can ruin her in pictures? She knows it, and believe me, now that she's come to her senses, she's plenty sorry and scared, too. I'm going right over there. I've got to get a hold of Lorentz and Betty Lamar before the police do.
Police?
Well, sure, the police. You don't suppose they're going to let a shooting like this pass by without investigating it?
Don't tell me we're going to get involved in a police investigation now.
You are, unless you're able to prove my story is right. Jane was just kidding those boys from the news.
But why would she be kidding those boys?
Why? Because she knew about Marge and me. She wanted to put one over on my opposition paper. And my opposition paper fell for it, that's why.
Yeah, say, that sounds like it might have some power.
Might have? The more I think about it, the better I like it. I'm beginning to believe it. It's going to save my job if I pull it.
And it's going to save us a lot of notoriety?
Sure it will. Now look, Jane.
Yeah?
You were kidding about this shooting, you understand?
She'll understand when I get through with her. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you rehearse her in it.
Yeah.
And all of it. I've got to get to Lorentz at the hospital and to that Lamar woman, too. We'll all stick to the same story, you understand?
Yeah, now what'll be the story again?
We were all over here the night before the contest winner was to be announced.
Who won it, Neil?
Nobody.
By the way, what does happen with that contest?
Nothing happens. It's all off, that's all. Lorentz is wounded. He won't be able to make a picture here. He's going back to Hollywood to recuperate. But that's not the point. The point is that we're going to stick to the accidental shooting story. We were sitting around talking, and Lorentz and Betty Lamar consented to do a scene from a picture. The gun came into use, and accidentally, mind you, Jane.
Yes?
Betty shot Lorentz. Now, the part Jane played in the thing, telling the newspaper men that other story, that was just a gag. She did that just to kid him, knowing I was on the other paper.
Wait a minute now. Won't that get her into trouble?
No. The only parties that would make trouble are Lorenz and his wife. But they're as anxious to have this thing squelched as we are.
You understand that now, Jane? You were just kidding those two men from the news.
Yes, I understand that, but...
We were all sitting around having some laughs when Lorenz and Betty decided to do a scene from a picture. The gun went off accidentally, and Lorenz was shot. All that other stuff about Marge and Lorenz that the news played up, and the jealousy angle, that was all a gag.
She'll get it right. I'll go over that with her. Now, you better get over to the hospital and get the other half straightened out on this story.
I'm practically there now. I'm going to get this story in our first afternoon edition.
I hope there won't be any slip-ups.
There can't be, as long as we're all agreed on the story.
Well, wait a minute. How about Marge? You better tell her about it.
They don't know where Marge is, but I'll tell her, and she can come back here as if nothing happened.
Oh, sure. It won't look right with her hiding out.
Now, when the police get here...
Get here? Are they coming here?
They're bound to. They read the papers. I'm surprised they haven't been here yet. I better hurry.
Yes, you go ahead, and I better hurry drumming this story into Jane.
I know the story.
You do this right now, Jane. If you don't, I'm going to lose my job. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
You know I don't, Neil.
You got him into this. Now it's up to you to get him out of it.
I'll do anything you want, Neil. I'll tell him I was just joking about it.
That's the idea.
Yeah, I'll give her all the details. Don't worry.
You do that. We've got to squash this thing before it gets to be a police case and we're all dragged into court to testify.
Dragged into court? Oh, we're not going to have to go.
Not if we stick to this story.
We will, Neil.
We better, because I've got a picture of you getting up in court and telling that other story.
You have? Well, I want to see it before you run it.
What?
Because if it's anything like those other pictures this paper had, I won't let you use it.
All right, Jane, now enough of that.
And so the Aces get ready to tell another story to the police. We learn the details of that when next we meet the Easy Aces.